how will CPS react? I could certainly argue that if you lost 3% of your students, and they've been losing them pretty consistently, mm-hmm. well, then your budget ought to be subsequently going down as well. Maybe we should be spending less money if there's fewer students. Right. I'll hold my breath on that. But of the students that are showing up, what are the outcomes, the educational outcomes? And basically, is Chicago Public Schools fulfilling its mandate to educate the children of Chicago? Joining us right now is Ted Dabrowski, and Ted is the president of WirePoints. Great to have you back on with us, Ted. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So the numbers out there are, while they may not be shocking to people because CPS is a pretty easy punching bag, when you actually dig into the numbers, I mean, it's pretty ugly, isn't it?
Well, it's ugly in about every single way you can measure, and it's really sad. The big thing that came out last week, or this week, I guess it was Lori Lightfoot and others celebrating this 84% graduation rate, record graduation rate.
84% graduating. Ooh. Good job. Okay.
Yeah, well, and that, of course, they can control exactly how many people graduate just by changing the rules.
Sure.
But when you look at testing, which is, meant to compare people across the state and then some tests across the country, well, that's where everything falls apart. Because only 26% of 11th graders, right, so these are the kids who are going to graduate the next year, only 26% can read or do math at the grade level. So you've got a huge disconnect, and it's a huge disservice because all we're doing is we're promoting them through the school, starting way back in third grade where we just promote them through the school, and they're not ready for life, they're not ready to learn, they're not ready to work, and yet we celebrate the 84% graduation. It's a lie.
Ted, I'll show you how bad I am. I would have been one of the not proficient at math. That's like a quarter of the students, isn't it? One out of four students is, that means three out of four are not proficient. And I think you touched on something. I don't think it's fair to blame the 11th grade.
Yeah.
That no, if you it, get it, to the it, 11th grade and you can't read, write, or do math at that level, that started a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
You got off track, yeah. for lack of better terms.
Absolutely.
I mean, so how do you address that going back to first, second, third, fourth, fifth grade, whatever it might be?
Well, actually, there are plans. This is not new stuff. We're talking about beating up on CPS right now. This same stuff's been going on for a long time.
Sure.
Not just at CPS, but across the country where you have big school districts with big low income, high minority rates. And so to your point, look, in the third grade in CPS, just 30% of black children can read a grade level, and just 37% of Hispanics can. So what happens is the kids can't read. And they get what's called socially promoted. They just get moved on to the fourth grade because they say, hey, we can't hold these kids back. They'll be out of whack. And that's precisely where the problem starts. And what it means is that they've given up on the kids. That's exactly what it means. They've given up on the kids in the third grade, and by then it's over.
Wow.
Ted, is the solution, wow. I know this could go, this we could have 2 hours of discussion on this, but is the solution then finding the problem and getting rid of the stigma of it's okay to hold a kid back or a student back so they can learn to read or learn, equation, addition, subtraction, whatever it is. Because like Bruce said, this problem is starting years prior to the 11th grade. So is the solution to do that, to find these kids, target them, and then hold them back for their own good?
That's precisely it. And it's really not about holding them back. Think about it. It's about knowing that if they're not reading at grade level early on in the third grade, you've got to attack that issue because, look, there's a huge amount of studies that say if you can't read in the third grade, well, then in the fourth and fifth and sixth and seventh, you can't read the science requirements. You can't read. You just
sure.
You can't learn anything because it's too hard. And so
it's a spiral. It's a downward spiral. Right. Yeah,
it absolutely is. So here's what Florida did. They passed a law that said if you're not reading at grade level, and they have a certain level in the third grade, they will keep you in the third grade. And they create a plan, and they attack it. They create a plan to say, we're going to teach you how to read. We're going to get you to grade level. And they come up with a plan with the parents, with the assistants, the teachers, and say, we're going to do that. And that's one way to attack
wow.
it. And that's why I say, if you really think about caring about the kids, that's what a school district would do. But the system at CPS is so broke that you see what happens.
Yeah. Again, we're talking to Ted Dabrowski, the president of WirePoints, and I know that you guys have been writing about it. The headline on WirePoints is, how can 84% of Chicago public school students graduate when only 26% of 11th graders are proficient in reading and math? And it is a fair question. And this social promotion, you use that term, and I think that's really important. This, well, you're supposed to graduate the third grade. You're supposed to, and you just automatically move them on. But that gets to the root of the issue, which is, well, then you're fundamentally failing in your goal of educating students. Are you there to educate them, or are you just there to move them down the line?
Well, you can see it, and it happens every single grade. You know, these results we're talking about, third grade and 11th grade, it's the same throughout the system. Now, if you're lucky enough to go to a magnet school, you know, maybe you're, you know, one of the, you come from smart family, organized, prepared, high educated family parents, boom, you're going to make it through. But if you're in a lot of the other schools, you're in trouble, because the system. The system is going to pass you whether you like it or not, whether you're ready or not. And it's just the low expectations we have of these kids. It's wrong. And, you know, and then we could move into the whole thing of what's going on with the whole cultural changes and you know, the discussions of white supremacy and equity and all that. Let's focus on reading and writing. That's the best way to get, you know, equitable outcomes for kids.
Ted, really appreciate your time, and thanks for shining a light on this. We do appreciate it. That's Ted Dabrowski, the president of WirePoints. You can go to wirepoints.com. You can see more of this there. Wirepoints.org. I apologize. Wirepoints.org. And see it. It's stunning.
It is.
And again, it is a fundamental failure. If the role of public education is to prepare young people for a productive life in society,
right,
an employee of whatever. I'm not even talking about college, just getting out of high school.
Just life in general.
If they can't read or do math in the 11th grade, you have failed.
Oh, completely.
You have absolutely failed. So what are you guys doing again? What exactly were you doing? Because you obviously didn't get to this part.
And it's not, to your point earlier, Bruce, it's not because of lack of spending on kids.
Spending goes up every year.
100,000 kids have left the district since 2000.
Yeah.
And that's despite a doubling in per student funding.